Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Before you, Lord,
yes,
with a humble heart,
in the name
your
of
faith,
it. Yes, Lord God. We want to be faithful. We want to endure unto the end. We are striving to make this journey, Lord. We are striving to endure unto the end. We need more grace, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, look on us with a pitiful eye. Help us to go through our testimony. Help us to stand, oh Lord. Keep us, oh Lord. Continue to hold us in the hollow of thy hand. Ever lead us on to victory. We pray that you look on your people everywhere. Oh, my God, throughout the world. Touch and strengthen your people. Help them to endure, oh Lord. Help them, oh Lord, that they may be able to enter into the kingdom of God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you look on all those who are sick, those who are suffering with infirmities and afflictions, pain in their bodies. I pray that you touch them, oh Lord. Touch their bodies. Raise them up, oh Lord. Give them courage. Help them to look to trust in you and to spread your word. We know thou art a mighty God. We know you're able to heal. We know you're able to save and deliver, oh Lord. For those souls, oh Lord, those that are striving, oh Lord, to enter in at this straight gate, I pray that you give them more strength, oh Lord. Give them more grace that they may run this race. Help today, Lord. Let your blood cover the dead. Wash us and make us better with hope in every way and everything. Glory, glory, glory. That is contrary to your will. We ask that you take it out, oh Lord, and make us, fix us, oh Lord, that we might be able to serve you in the beauty of holiness. Help us today, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on those who are incarcerated. I pray you to speak the words. Let it go out into the prisons where that souls might be safe. Go into the institutions. Touch and bless, Lord. Save and heal. Deliver the souls of the church. Have mercy, oh Lord. Oh, my God, move from city to city, from state to state. Heavenly Father, touch the people. Look on all of those who are out there protesting. Have mercy on them, oh Lord. Give somebody a mind to seek your face and turn from their way and give their life to you before too late. Help them to turn, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, and look on the souls, oh Lord, over in Gaza, Israel, Ukraine, all those places where they're suffering without food, clothing, water. Have mercy on them, oh Lord. Oh, my God, be merciful to the people, oh Lord. Touch them right now, oh Lord. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help them to come back to you. Oh, God, help them cast away their sins in the name of Jesus and get rid of their evil and wickedness. Help them to seek your face. Help them to call on the name of Jesus, for there is power in your name. There's deliverance in your name, and you're able to turn it around. Work it out, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on those hostages. I pray that you have mercy on them. Send them back home, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
Lord God.
Deliver, Lord. Lord, be merciful. Look on your people, Lord. Look on all of the pastors, the elders, the ministers, the evangelists, the missionaries, the deacons, the lay members. Touch them, oh Lord. Give them strength that they may be able to go through their tests and trials, that they may be able to endure into the end. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able to take them through, and I know you've got all power in your hands. Heavenly Father, we thank you today, Lord.
Thank you
for your mercy.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you
for all the
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Name of Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, Lord. Your name, Jesus. Bless your holy name.
Bless your holy name.
Thank you for all done, O Lord. Thank you for the mind that you've given us, O
Lord,
to pray your face and to get closer to you. Oh, my God, I thank this opportunity, and I pray that you continue to go with us, continue to bless us, have your way, bless this broadcast. In your word,
yes.
Let our soul be blessed and touched through the word in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh Lord.
Thank you,
this prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a praise, everybody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that prayer. Thank God for his touch. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for his anointing today. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Praise God. We thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist May. And we welcome you on today to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast. We are live in 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And if you're listening and you're in the neighborhood, stop by and worship the Lord with us. We are in here giving God the glory, giving God the praise. And God's anointing is already in the building. It's on the air. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we can feel the anointing of God even right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. And you are invited to worship the Lord with us. You are invited to give God the praise that's due to his name. Hallelujah. Because he is worthy of all praises at all times. Hallelujah. The word of God lets us know that he is worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Why don't you join us in praising the Lord today? For he is worthy. I thank God for his touch. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is a mighty, 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 mighty good God, and he's worthy every day, every moment, every second. He's worthy to be praised, and I'm praising him today to worthy. I'm giving God the praise because I know I didn't deserve anything from him, but he reached way down, and he picked me up. Hallelujah. He looked on a wretch like me, and he didn't have to do it. But he looked on me,
and he had mercy on my soul. Hallelujah. And he picked me up, lifted me up out of sin, turned me around. He changed my life. The Lord forgave all of my sins. He blotted out my transgressions. He washed me on the inside. He cleaned me up, and he filled my soul with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God, thank you, Lord.
Praise.
Glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's a mighty God. He's worthy to be praised. When the enemy tried to kill me, he wanted to take away my life. But God, he stepped right in, and he stayed the hand of death. God gave me another chance. God,
yes, Lord.
He bought me out. I'm so glad.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah. I'm so glad.
Thank you. Oh,
that the Lord had mercy. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He didn't have to do it, but I'm so glad he did. Just like many who are out there, hallelujah, they feel like they don't have any hope. The enemy is trying to destroy their lives. The enemy is attacking them on every side, trying to make them doubt God. Trying to make them feel like what's the use. But I want you to know today that God lives and God loves you. God has the power to do everything. God has the power to save the mean man. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God has the power to change the man's mind. He has the power to turn that decision in the opposite direction. Well, thank you, Lord. Because when God says yes, nobody can say no. Nobody can stop God. Because God is sovereign, and he can do whatsoever he wants to do, how he wants to do it, when he wants to do it. And with whom he wants to do it. Hallelujah. He's a mighty God. Oh, yes, he is. And I can't help but think about when the Lord saved me, when he had mercy. I was just a little child, but God was looking out for me. Hallelujah. I believe the enemy is the one that pushed me in the river. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Oh, the water, it was so strong. The currents were so strong. I thought I was going to lose my life that day. But God, he stayed the hand of death. God, he helped me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And not long after that, I was introduced to Jesus. See, Satan tried to stop me. Before I got to know Jesus, he tried to stop me before I repented of my sins. But the Lord had mercy. Oh, yes, he did. I was 13 years old, and somebody came to the neighborhood to Jesus. They invited us. Come on out to a revival. Oh, thank you, Lord. They were having a revival in a little house on a dirt road. Way down in Georgia. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I went to that revival, and that preacher, Overseer Wright, oh, he was preaching about hell. He was preaching about the last days. And I got in a hurry. I got scared for my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad that the Lord had mercy on my soul, and the Lord saved me at a young age and called me into the ministry. He called me into ministry while I was 14 years old. I didn't understand because I was just a child. I thought I was just saying that to myself, trying to make myself do this, or just thoughts that came to my mind. But God began to prove himself. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The evangelists, they used to take me to the prison ministries. They used to take me out on street ministry. And I would get out there and get in that microphone. And God would move. He would speak. And so many youth, they were drawn to the church because they saw another young person out there preaching the word of God, singing and praising God, walking upright, trying to live right. Amen. Praise God. But I didn't realize what God was doing at that young age. But the Lord had mercy on my soul. I began to go out and witness. I used to tell people to come to Jesus, invite them to come to church. Oh, glory be to God. And in a way, how I used to tell them, God would move right away. Oh, glory be to God. I remember a couple older people. I had invited them to come to church. But you know, they'll tell a child anything. You know how people are. They'll say anything to a child. Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Lord knows, a week went by, and I went to inquire, but I found out that the woman who said she was coming at the way, oh, my Lord, but her husband, he said he was coming. I invited him to come. He said, okay, I'm coming. But a week after that, when I inquired, he passed away. It was like God was giving them a warning, giving them a chance to repent and to receive him in their heart. But they refused. Nevertheless, I kept on laboring for the Lord. Amen. And God began to move in a mighty way. But the enemy, he was fighting against me because I was in my youth. And I ended up backsliding on God. But God had mercy on my soul. And I'm so glad about it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He gave me another chance. He gave me another chance. He had mercy on me. And he reclaimed my soul. He brought me back home. Because I was praying and I was crying out to God. I wanted to get back to God. It wasn't easy. It was very difficult. The enemy was fighting me on every hand. And I was living in New Jersey. And I was talking to God. I was saying, is there anybody in this place that believe in true holiness? Is it anybody that believe in the truth according to the word of God, according to the Bible? Because I had made up my mind. I'm going to pack up my bags, and I'm going to leave New Jersey, and I'm going back to Georgia. I'm going back down there so I can get back to God. I mean, I was seeking God. I was seeking the Lord. I was crying out to God. I was calling out to the Lord. I was talking to God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. And the Lord heard my cry. He heard my cry. And he set things in motion. But the way we see things, we don't know that God is working in it. He got me in a place where I could be invited to church. But I didn't know that was what God's plan, what his plan was at the time. Because I went into an abused women's shelter. Glory be to God. I was expecting my last child. I had two little children. And I had one on the way. Oh, praise be to God. But I still didn't know that God had set things in motion. Because I got in there and I met a lady who had been in a church that believed in the truth, that believed in true holiness. that believe like the Bible says. Hallelujah. She wasn't in church at the time. Hallelujah. But God had a plan. Well, thank you, Lord. After all of that, I don't know why God is sending me this way, but after all of that, and she went her way and I went my way, we stayed in touch. And after a while, I used to talk to her, go to her house. You know, we grew up, our children, they got close and everything. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But I was kind of tired of the way she would talk. And she would be trying to talk about the Bible. She was trying to talk about God. She got a cigarette in one hand. And I just didn't want to hear that. I didn't want to be bothered with that. And she had a foul mouth. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. But I was trying to contact her, but still trying to call her, still trying to talk to her. And then I couldn't hear from her for a couple of weeks. And I didn't know what had happened. And then when I finally got in touch with her, she didn't sound the same way. She didn't have the foul mouth. Oh, my Lord, I didn't know what had happened. But God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is a mighty God. God had done a work in her life, and she had made her way back home, so she was a backslider. Oh, glory be to God. And then she invited me to come to church. I said, do they believe in two holies? She said, yes. Do they believe in the Bible? Yes. But you just come and see for yourself. Oh, hallelujah. Then she began to encourage me. The devil's going to try to discourage you. He's going to try to make you not come. But I'm going to come pick you up at whatever time, because service starts at 7 o'clock. And you just be ready. And I got ready to go to that church. I didn't know what to expect. But I was longing back home to God. Hallelujah. And we pulled up to a church that had these big red doors, Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, on 9th Street, 910 Shelton Avenue, 9th and Shelton. Hallelujah. And I went in there believing that God was going to meet me there. Oh, and I'm so glad. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God had mercy on me. He reclaimed me, cleaned me up, and I've been running ever since. Hallelujah. I was still kind of running from God, though, because I didn't want to tell people that God had called me into the ministry. I didn't want to tell them about what God had given me to do. And I thought that I could hide. I thought that I could just be the little sister, the faithful Jesus fanatic. Amen. And not tell them anything. But I wasn't hidden. God began to reveal me. He showed me up. And I thank God that he gave me another chance. Going to talk about the gifts of God today. I was going to talk about how God calls us into the ministry and he gives us certain gifts, and how Apostle Paul began to write to the church at Corinth and he told them about the gifts that God gives. He didn't want them to be ignorant concerning these gifts. He wanted them to have a clear understanding concerning the gifts of God and how important it is for these gifts to operate in the church. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know if you are aware of what gifts God has given you, but I want to encourage you today to go after God, to seek the Lord with all your heart until he reveals to you what it is he has purpose in your life. Glory to God. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. So God, he moves in varying ways, but it's the same Spirit. Oh, praise God. In 1 Corinthians 12th chapter, That's where the Lord began to reveal to the church through concerning these gifts. Amen. And the Bible lets us know in Romans, the 11th chapter and the 29th verse, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Because even though I backslid on God, he didn't take the gift away. He didn't take that ministry away. I still had to do the work. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. In other words, God is, he's going to still require you to fulfill his will. And I believe that Brother James told us in the first chapter and the 17th verse concerning these beautiful gifts of God. Amen. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It comes from God. And God expects for us to use these gifts. Now, I believe I want to read that scripture because it's important that we have a good understanding. Amen. James 1 and 17. I'm reading from the King James Version. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Variableness. Subject to change at any moment. But God said, I change not. Oh, glory to God. So this God that we serve, he is without variableness, neither shadow of turning. There's no inkling that he's going to change his mind. He's going to turn from that. He's going to require us to do his will. Hallelujah. I tell you, God's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. So whatever gift God has given you, pray about it and let God use you, because it's important for the edifying of the church to bless other souls. It's not for us, but it's for someone else. See, God is the one who gets the glory. So we can boast all we want, but the glory belongs to God. He's not going to let anyone take that glory from him. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he's not going to give that glory to anyone. But that glory belongs to God. So I encourage you today to take the word of God in and make sure that you're using the gift or gifts that God has given you. And if you know you have this gift, and you're drawing back, pray and ask God to help you not to draw back. Amen. Because it's important for you to use the gift that God has given you. Don't be afraid and don't draw back. Because it's God who's getting the glory. It's going to be a blessing to someone else. You might not even feel worthy to be used by God with the gift that he's given you. You might feel like that's just not your line of work or your capacity. It's not in your capacity. But God does whatever he wants to do with whom he wants to do it. I was a very shy little girl, very soft-spoken. Hallelujah. People would not know that I could open my mouth this wide and sound this loud. Amen. Praise God. But God will use whomsoever he will. And the gift will be manifest. The gift will even bring you before great men, people that you never thought that you would be in front of. That gift that God gave you will put you there. Hallelujah. And demand respect, glory and honor unto God, but God is the one who brought you there. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. So that was the message that I was intending to bring today concerning the gifts of God. Amen. And I thank him for the word of God today. I thank God because God is real, and we ought not draw back because we miss out on our blessings.
Oh, yes, we miss out on our blessings because if you're not giving God the glory, God is not pleased with that. God wants to be glorified because I believe, I don't know what the prayer is, but what if God is not happy with the way we praise, with the way we sing, with the way we give, with the way we minister, whatever it is that we do? What if God is not pleased with that? But we want God to be pleased. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let's be encouraged and let's seek God to manifest the gift or gifts that he has given us. Some people know what their gift is. And some of them knew it before they even came to know God. They knew they had this gift, but they're not using it to the glory and honor of God. And there are some people who have a beautiful gift, and they refuse. They just refuse to use it for the Lord. It's like, why not use it for the Lord? I have heard someone with a beautiful voice who could sing so beautifully, but they hate singing. Lord have mercy. Oh, my Lord, that does something to me. Because how people love, want, desire to sing, really want to sing skillfully and just, you know, bellow it out, and you have it and you don't want to use it, use that gift for the Lord. Amen. Whether you feel like it or not, whether you like it or not, you're not going to always like doing what God has given you to do. It's not going to always be pleasant. Sometimes you got to go places you don't really want to go. Praise God, because of your gift. You got to endure some things that you really don't want to endure because of your gift. Hallelujah. But if you're willing to humble yourself, if you're willing to obey the Lord and do whatever God has given you to do, God will surely bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And there are those times, even though we understand that the gift and calling of God are without repentance, if you refuse to use that gift for God, he'll raise up someone else who will use the gift. It doesn't mean he took it from you. You're just not doing it. But he'll get somebody who will, somebody who is willing. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so let's remember that I think I used to feel like, well, if you won't use it, God will take it from you, and he'll give it to somebody else, like we used to say about the talents. Oh, this man, he had five talents, and that one had one. So they took the one talent from that man and gave it to the other man. That's what we used to, that's what I used to think, that, oh, yeah, God's going to take that gift from you. He's going to give it to somebody else. But the Bible is telling us that these gifts and these callings are without repentance. God is without variableness, does not change. That gift is still there, whether you use it or not. Hallelujah. But you have to give account for every deed that's done in your body. If you were disobedient to the Lord, you must give account of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm coming on in. Praise God. I thank God for the word of God today. I thank God for the manifestation of his spirit. Praise God. There are so many souls that need to be ministered to. There are so many souls. When we think about these gifts, these gifts that God has given, you know, God gave somebody the gift of healing, and they're not using it. He gave somebody the word of wisdom, to another knowledge, but all by the same spirit. Some people have the gift of working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. Amen. It's so many different gifts that God has given, and these are all gifts that need to operate in the church. Praise be to God.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the edifying body of Christ so we can grow spiritually and prosper in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So whatever it is God has given you, no matter what it seems like, use it to the glory and honor of God. Use it to glorify God in everything you do. Let God be glorified. Some he has given the gift of faith, you know, and they need to use that gift so God can be met, so God can manifest his power through that gift of faith, because that can encourage somebody else to have faith in God. Because some people are losing faith. They're throwing up hands. They're turning back. They're going back. You know, they are discouraged. They're feeling cast down. Oh, glory to God. But just using the gift that God has given you, it can encourage someone else. It can be a great blessing to others. And so we thank God for the word of God today. We thank the Lord for just blessing us. And at this time, part of my ministry, I don't necessarily call it a gift, but part of my ministry is prayer. That's a big part of my ministry, praise God. And I thank God for giving it to me, because the enemy tried to stop me from praying. I was running from prayer, actually. When I thought they would call on me to lead the prayer, my hand would go up and I would go straight down to the basement so they wouldn't call on me to lead the prayer. And so the enemy wanted me to miss out on my blessings. But I thank God that he's the one who stopped me from doing that. Because I was standing there one day, and after the preacher almost finished, you could kind of tell when they about done. And then I was starting to get up and going on down in the basement. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have a basement to go down into right now, but, you know, at that time, I was about to get up and go down in the basement, but the Lord stopped me. And then on the spot, I made up my mind, Lord, if you want me to pray, yes, Lord, I'll pray. And I didn't try to get up and walk down there anymore, because I knew they were going to call on me. The enemy knew they were going to call him, and he didn't want me to pray. But I thank God that he allowed me to see what was happening, how the enemy was trying to trick me. Praise God. But I stopped and I made up my mind, Lord, if you want me to pray, it didn't matter if they call me every single time, I will pray. Oh, hallelujah. And Lord knows I fell in love with prayer. Glory be to God. So at this time, let us turn our hearts and our minds toward God. And maybe you feel that you're just not where you desire to be with the Lord. Or you feel like your faith is a little weak today. So I want to let you know that God is standing by. He's right here waiting for you. Thank you, Jesus. All it takes is for you to make one little step toward him, and he will rush to you. And if you can only believe, I know God will do it for you today. So if you have enough faith to approach the Lord, to even come to him and acknowledge anything, if it's, Lord, I've been disobedient, acknowledge it. If it's, Lord, I've been doubting, acknowledge it. If you have enough strength to just acknowledge whatever it is before God, he'll do it for you today. And I believe that. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. The door of salvation is open. If you desire to be saved, all you have to do right now is repent of your sins. Be sorry for the sins you've committed against God. Be godly sorry so much that you don't want to sin anymore against God, that you want to make a change, You want to turn your life around and not go in the way that you're going right now. God will do it for you today. Let's put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we come before you as humble as we know how. We're here, Lord, calling upon your name, oh God, because we know that your word is true and you will keep every promise that you made unto us, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We are praying, God, that you'll forgive the sins and blot out transgressions. Save the unsaved in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, look on us with compassion and stretch out your mighty hand. Lay your hand upon us. We need a touch right now. Lord, we need more strength. We need encouragement. Lift heavy burdens right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, for those who are feeling like there is no hope, feeling despondent, Lord God, please send this assurance today that there is hope as long as you are alive and you will never die. Lord, please intervene, Lord, and work things out for us. Work it out, Lord Jesus. Fix it, my God. In the name of Jesus, look on the ones whose faith is weak today. Strengthen their faith. Encourage them, oh God. Help them to believe you. Take away all the doubt. Take away the drawback, the unbelief, Lord. Forgive them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, please reveal unto us the gift you have given us, the calling that you've called us with, that we may walk therein and fulfill your will. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are praying that you will stop by here right now. Somebody's crying, Lord. Somebody's hurting in their heart. Somebody's in trouble, my God. Lord, come to our rescue today. Stop by and see about us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your blood cover us. Let it wash right now. Let it purify us, oh God. Let it clean us up, Lord. Make us all over, my God. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we believe you. And we are taking you at your word. Lord, send healing. Somebody's sick right now with an incurable disease. Somebody's sick with an illness, Lord, that they don't understand. Lord, somebody's sick in their mind today and in their spirit. Lay your hand on them right now. Touch and heal. Raise them up, Lord Jesus. Restore their health unto them. Stabilize their mind, oh God. Fix their hearts today in the name of Jesus. Take the pain away, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on everyone, God, who's dealing with bereavement, hurting right now, Lord, feeling that loss, grieving, my God. Give them comfort, Lord. Console them, Lord Jesus. Help them, oh God. During this difficult time, be merciful, Lord. Look on everyone who's on the prayer list, name by name, one by one. You know them by name, oh God, because you're the one who made it. And only you can fix it. Nobody but you, Lord. Only you, my God. You have the answer. You have the power. You can do it all for them right now, Lord, while we're praying this prayer. Work a miracle, Jesus. Work a wonder, Lord God. Move on somebody who's in the hospital, God. Work a miracle, Lord Jesus, and heal them, Lord. Look on the backslider. Help them to return unto you, Lord. Help them to make it back. Go into the prison, Lord, and make your holy visitation. Stop by there, Lord. and save, my God. Save, Lord Jesus. Souls are dying every day without hope, my God, without you in their lives, but to get after those souls and to minister unto them. Lord, help us to use the gifts that you've given unto us. Help us, Lord, not to draw back, but to use the gift to your glory and your honor. We believe you today, and we count it as done. And we thank you today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for everything you've done, for what you're doing right now, for what you're about to do. Oh, my God, we praise your name, and we thank you for this prayer. Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. If there's anything that we should have asked in this prayer that we failed to mention or forgot to mention, Lord, you know about it. We ask that you will honor it, that you will grant it unto us. We believe it right now. We count it done, Lord, and we thank you. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can somebody help me give God the praise today? Oh, hallelujah. Glory to the name of Jesus.
Deliver. I'm dealing with situations
but I know God is able to heal.
Amen.
So I'm asking you to pray for me, and I want to encourage you, Vanya Tameen, to continue to let the Lord have his way,
right.
Continue in prayer, and continue preaching the word of God, because
Amen.
This is the will of God.
Amen.
And I'm asking you to continue to pray for us. God bless you.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Haveen. Thank God in the beginning, in the prayer of Evangelist Maybell began to pray and the anointing began. I mean, this is, thank you, Jesus. This is becoming a pattern now. But the anointing came on in the place. And she just went on ahead and took it. No, I thank the Lord. You know, we're not adhering to a program. But whatever the Lord says, she just went on ahead. And the Lord knows why. She began to tell that testimony. And I tell you, it was a beautiful thing. While she was telling that testimony, I received a text.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we have our phones off, you know, in church and things.
Yes.
But I forgot about my watch, and I got an alert on my arm.
Mm.
And while you were talking about how, you know, how the devil tried to trick you and wanted you to get on back out in the world and how the Lord brought you, when I received a text by one of the evangelists, thank you, Jesus, at Christian Temple, and she said that Sister Mariah confessed the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank the Lord. For the encouragement. You just thank God for everything.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God is a good God today. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage everyone, just take the word of God in for yourself and live by it daily, and just keep your trust in the Lord. Praise God. And we invite you to tune in for our next broadcast on Friday at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will, and keep us in your prayers. Continue to pray for all of those who are on the prayer list. And let us continue praying one for another. And we're getting all geared up for our upcoming Women's Day Convention, Women's Day Missionary Convention. Oh, and I'm excited. I'm looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. Oh, we had such a good time here last year in Maryland. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm looking for a great time in the Lord once again. So if you happen to be in Hamlet, North Carolina, New Hope Temple Church of God, where Pastor Robert Huff is the pastor, will be hosting our, what is it, the 30, I forgot which number it is, but it's an annual Women's Day Missionary Convention, and we're inviting you to come if you so desire. Amen. 48, this is number 48. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for the broadcast on this afternoon. If that be all, nothing else, this concludes the broadcast. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.